Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here's Mary Dixon.
Chicago has Big Willie, the tower formerly known as Sears, and now we've got to figure out what to call the Hancock, because the John Hancock Insurance Company that built the signature skyscraper designed by Skidmore, Owings, and Merrill in the 1960s has asked its name and logos be removed immediately. The Tribune first reported the current owners will call the tower by its address, 875 North Michigan, until they make a new naming rights deal. Arson and bomb investigators were called to a fire last night at the Hebrew Israelite Center near 71st and South Chicago. One person was rescued. Chicago police are investigating after two 14-year-old boys were shot and injured near 52nd and Morgan last night. Illinois House Speaker and State Democratic Party Chair Michael Madigan has fired a top political aide a year after a campaign aide reported that Kevin Quinn was sexually harassing her. President Trump's proposed budget boosts spending on the military while cutting funds to the State Department, the EPA, and the social safety net. Deficit hawks are unhappy. It would add billions to the deficit. At the Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, Chicago's Shawnee Davis and Glenview's Brian Hansen did not make the podium as Kjeld Nuis of the Netherlands won gold in the 1500-meter speed skating. Natalie Giesenberger of Germany's won gold in the luge, the third of her career. Canada's beaten Switzerland to win the first gold medal in curling mixed doubles. American Chloe Kim has won gold in the halfpipe. Austria's Marcel Hirscher's won the men's alpine combined slalom. It's 8:04. On XRT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.